Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
FINRA SIPC, investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Genwell Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest-running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. With your hosts, Justin Akre and Phil Elson, on the Buzz Radio Network. The Zone is live from Pine Bluff Country Club for the Pine Bluff Four Ball. Experience the finest in golf, dining, and hospitality in the heart of Pine Bluff. Now, back to four of the best balls in town, Justin Akre and Phil Elson on 103.7 The Buzz.
A lot of us, we kind of grew up with each other, like on the AAU circuits and going to camps and stuff. I play AAU with Mika. I've been on camp teams with Jordan and Abdul. And me and Jordan, we played on the same circuit. So we all kind of really knew each other before we even got up here, and the bomb was already there.
All right, that was the voice of J.J. Andrews. As we welcome you in on this fine Friday, we are on the road at the Pine Bluff Country Club. We're kicking it in the 1914 Lounge. We're going to party like it's 1914, Phil. Moose is hanging out back in the studio, and we appreciate him helping and making sure that we get on the air and everything runs right. And, you know, it's always a little extra work on Moose when we're on the road, but I certainly appreciate the effort on this Friday. And you know what, Moose? You've done such great work in getting us prepared for today. I want you to take the next 2 days off, okay?
Oh, that's so sweet of
you.
Yeah,
kick your feet up. You know what? You can take the next 2 days off, too.
I don't know if I even deserve it. Absolutely. Wow, thank you so much.
You know, I didn't say that, but we're going to do it anyway out of the kindness of my heart. But anyway,
I don't have many weekends left, so thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Same. I know. We were talking about that. And I got a great offer yesterday to go see John Legend, and I think we said yes. He's going to be here next weekend over at Saracen. But I was also like, I kind of want to keep my feet up all weekend.
Yeah, but it's also John Legend.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a little different. I think it's their first show that they're doing there.
No. They've had a hat for
him. Oh, all right.
Yeah. He's Legend, Harry. And anyway, I do look forward to, and I've gotten better at this because I'm not a good sitter-stiller guy. I like to move all the time and do things all the time, and my fiance is not the same. And so we have had, I won't say arguments, but we've had debates, and she's just like, I can't do everything. I need to sit still sometimes. And I'm like, you know what? There is some value with that, and I appreciate that. And I'm kind of looking forward to that next weekend because the next week I'm going to be gone for a few days. And then we got one more little getaway before football starts. So it's
Hey, for you, I mean, from once that first Thursday and that last Thursday in August comes to whenever in March,
right?
You're not going to be sitting still for very long.
No. I will say this, with the new league, which we're going to talk a little bit about basketball, obviously, because the Hogs are in the Bahamas. And also we have the two UAPB basketball coaches coming by today, Coach Bozeman and Coach Leak. And they've got a special event going on tomorrow we're going to talk to them about. But is our video up, by the way?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay.
Can you put that looks good.
There we are.
Can you see us? Cool. With the new UAC schedule is in its infancy for basketball, they have some off days because there's nine teams in the league. And so there are two Saturdays where UCA does not play.
Interesting. I wondered sometimes if they might try to throw an extra non-conference game in. But you probably have to match it up against another league that has an odd number of teams. Or do any of the mid-major leagues do what an SEC-ACC challenge?
Yeah, sometimes. There's a sort of a cross-league coordination, I guess, with the ASUN because they're pretty closely connected. And, of course, UCA has been in the ASUN in the past. And so they will play some of those teams as they have in the past just to help fill out schedules. Now, we are awaiting everybody's official schedule to be released, but Arkansas is sort of leaking it out one at a time, whether they're doing it or other people are. But they did announce yesterday they got a couple new opponents that are official. Robert Morris, one of them, and then I think Oral Roberts is the other one.
Bobby Moe, Robert Morris and Oral Roberts. That's right. Robert Morris is in Pittsburgh. That's the Colonials. And remember, that's the team that beat Cal's Kentucky Wildcats in the NIT.
We don't like to talk about that.
Well, it happened.
I don't mind about that, but
it
he does have that reputation. Yes, that's true. I don't want that part of his history to leak into Arkansas, but
I would hope it doesn't happen too. I wouldn't expect it will.
The official announced, of course, I'm not going to go through the entire conference schedule, but you already know that that's been out. So Robert Morris is the earliest release date, which is November 10th. I've been told there's another game that is going to come a couple of days later, but it's not official yet, and I don't feel comfortable releasing it because it's not really my place. But I will tell you there are other games coming in between that one and the game against Indiana, which will be played in New York.
A little insider info.
Yeah, I hate those guys who are like, I know something. Okay, what is it? I can't tell you. Well, who told you? I can't tell you that either. Wes Moore used to do that to me all the time when we were together on the show, and it would make me want to punch him in the kneecaps.
And then
anyway,
he just did it to us.
Yeah, I did. I know. So rude. I'm such a hypocrite. Anyway, sorry, I was already going down that road. Listen, my brain is going to leak because I was up late, so I'm just going to start down paths that I'm going to have to veer off of occasionally today, and hopefully I don't swear. That's always the goal after a night out with our friends in Pine Bluff.
Oh, your radio filter works, you know, if you're not feeling 100% on the air, right?
Knock on wood.
You don't need the wood.
That reminds me, I actually don't know where the dump button is in here.
It's right next to you. That. It's right by the phone.
When's the last time that thing was touched?
Oh, I use it. I've used it a few times.
Is it the little red
I heard you almost had to use it yesterday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay,
let me finish
it.
This rundown here.
Sorry, Michigan
State, Detroit, November 26th. You're fine. December 1st at North Carolina. Oral Roberts is now December 5th. That's settled. Again, don't have game times. We just have days. The Arizona game in Phoenix, which that would be a fun trip. December 19th. If you're not doing anything else and you want to get away and not freeze.
Is that a weekend?
I'm not going to assume anything. That's a stupid thing for me to do. I would bet, though, because they're playing Central Michigan on the 22nd, which I doubt that they're scheduled on Saturday, but I don't know for sure anything. Let's look. I have a little handy-dandy calendar
here. I got you here. That's a Saturday.
Perfect.
And that would
December 19th through a long weekend out in Arizona. That'd be beautiful.
So that would tell me that you still got to announce the December 12th game, which would be the Saturday before, and that should be the game at Simmons Bank Arena.
Probably so.
December 5th, Oral Roberts, that's a Saturday. There's nothing until two Saturdays later, so the next you ought to hear sometime soon.
I'm guessing there won't be any games in between there because that's finals week, I think. It's right around there. Central Michigan, December 22, UTRGV. That's where Chase Conk is now the athletic director, the former Little Rock athletic director. Is December 29th, and then we get into conference play January 2 against Missouri at home. So
there is not a big opponent at Bud Walton Arena until January 2nd,
yeah.
Until Mizzou.
Well, it's like Cal said this week, you know, he tried to get some games and couldn't. So let me run down what we're doing today, and it's going to be a busy show, actually, for this Friday. Ricky Stewart, who's the pro here at Pine Bluff Country Club, is going to join us at 10:30 today. 10:45, speaking of really good golfers, Trey Schaap won the championship flight here several years ago. He will join us from the Bahamas, where he's hanging out with pigs, real and basketball.
Trey's a multi-time champion of golf events.
Yeah, he's quite good. Anyway, so 10:45, he'll join us from down there. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with Arkansas. I got a chance to be around the guys a little bit yesterday and hanging out at the convention center, but I did see him tweet that picture of hanging out with pigs in the water over there. I guess that's where they are. I've never hung out with them there. I've been to Nassau once, but it was when I was in college, so we did not seek that out.
I don't remember seeing pigs when the women's basketball team was there in 2019.
Okay.
We took a trip to NASA. I'm pretty sure that's where it was, and it was for Baja Mar. And I don't remember pigs.
Okay.
Doesn't mean they weren't there.
Fair. Red White Report at 11. We got Tom Murphy at 11:10 today. And at 11:30, we've got the coaches from UAPB coming over to tell us about this event. Did I put that in the rundown, what the event is? It's called Built For It, Celebrity Basketball Game. It's tomorrow at the Clemens Arena on the UAPB campus.
I wonder if a couple guys that you were playing golf with might...
I'm guessing not.
They've got involved in that, right?
They'll be playing golf.
They'll be doing golf instead of playing hoops.
This event will feature several celebrity participants from the NFL, NBA, WNBA, as well as state and local talent. I'm curious to see who's signed up for this, but we'll find out from them tomorrow, or today, about tomorrow. Entertainment at noon, got birthdays, we've got the Rewind, which is pretty darn good this week, and we've got What's on Tap coming up at 12:45, brought to you by our friends at Flyway Brewing, where we will be on Tuesday. Taking in the Razorback basketball game on Flow TV. That game tips at 11 o'clock down in the Bahamas. And, of course, tonight's game is at 6 o'clock. So we'll get a full rundown on all that from Trey Schaap coming up at 10:45.
Outstanding.
All right.
It's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Big Ten Media Day is continuing, and I want to make sure we get this stuff in because it's quite good. And we heard a shot from former Razorback coach Brett Bielema this week about the SEC. And I wouldn't call this a direct shot. It's just truth-telling by Kurt Cignetti, who can say anything he wants at this point because he has all the political capital in the world as a current national championship coach. So here is Kurt Cignetti on the Big Ten and why he believes he's currently coaching in the best league in America.
I think your job as a head coach and the assistants is to equip your roster, make it as strong as possible with adequate depth at every position throughout the team. You know, when you play that many games, you're going to get some guys dinged and injured. Things happen. Next man up mentality. The Big Ten is the best league in football, and a lot of really good football teams. It's hard to win on the road. Very physical football teams, very well coached. It definitely prepares you for the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. The numbers speak for themselves. I mean, we don't run a hype machine up here in the Midwest. We believe everything's earned, not given. And when we fall short, we say we fell short. We don't cry a river, whine, and complain. All right? And that's why we're the best.
That's just entertaining to listen
to. He's great. We don't live in live in fantasy land, basically, is what he's saying. And you can say whatever you want, but the proof's in the pudding, as they say. And the Big Ten keeps winning championships. And if that continues again this year, it's going to be 4 years in a row. It'd be real hard to argue to the contrary that they don't have the best league. And you can just say, oh, well, they just have a best team. But, again, when you got three different champions in the 3 years, obviously Indiana could go back-to-back. But it's hard to argue to the contrary.
You know, in October, Indiana plays Ohio State at home and then Michigan on the road back-to-back weeks. It's going to be some of the most appointment viewing, say non-SEC, but just for any college football fan right now, to watch those two games, it's shocking to think about that.
I was reading a story this morning, continuing with Big Ten talk, and Dante Moore, who's the quarterback for Oregon, came back. And, of course, speaking of Indiana, he had a very forgettable last game. If you guys remember, they got absolutely shellacked, and he had a horrible day. They got off to a terrible start, but he had a great season in general. But they were down by 35-7 at the half to Indiana and just got throttled in the playoff game by their fellow Big Ten team. But he had a great year last year, Moore did. This story I'm reading here says he turned down potentially $55 million to go to the NFL. And he had a great season, 72% of his passes, 3,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 10 picks. Obviously, the pick six was pretty costly against Indiana, but guy's a great talent. And we found out a little bit about him yesterday that we weren't expecting. This is a tight end for Oregon, revealing something we didn't know about Dante Moore.
Sometimes Dante farts in the huddle, and we have like a little competition of who could fart in the huddle, but I would say really everybody, but mostly Tay because he farts a lot.
How did this farting in the huddle tradition start?
Oh my gosh. Who said that? JJ. I knew it. Oh, too much stuff is getting leaked out. You got to find ways to connect with the team, so we do that.
Playing stuff left off. Nothing else.
Okay, all right.
If you're farting in the huddle, it definitely, I would say, too much is leaking out. All right. That's pretty hilarious.
Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, though, for the best quotes of all of media days.
I know.
And the only, truthfully, some of the only stuff that's really worth talking about.
Yes, farts. This has already cooked the SEC for their week. So we were talking about this, Moose, before the show started, about the usefulness of farts. Obviously, it can loosen up your fellow players. But we were talking about other settings, like if you hate a player that you're lined up next to on the free throw line, you know, farting at them, I guess, would be kind of funny. Here's my favorite one, and what are they going to do about it? If you are a catcher and you don't like the way that the umpire is calling balls and strikes, obviously you got ABS now, but
or IBS.
You could be farting all day back at that umpire. Yeah, exactly, IBS. You could be farting all day on the umpire. I mean, what's he going to do? Now, you can't throw you out of the game for flatulence. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Unless he feels there's some intent behind the fart.
How can he prove that?
I don't know. Maybe they can try to prove intent because somebody tried to throw at somebody.
And then the catcher would be set up to go, you know what stinks? The way you call this game. That's what stinks. Forget my farts.
It would be one of those great moments like in Bull Durham when, you know, you go out there and you're asked a bunch of stuff and then you just fart at your pitcher and just try to break the tension, right?
Sure.
Not heard of that strategy before from any of the coaches that I've talked to. But, you know, when you think about it, this is all open air. It dissipates pretty quickly. The worst place to do this is inside the booth is inside a play-by-play booth with windows closed.
Listen, there are two rules. You don't fart in the booth, and you don't poop on the bus. We all know that. Those are absolutes in this world.
That's exactly right.
It's only 10:20. We've already delved into this kind of conversation. Good for us.
No. But so they're the ones who brought it up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why? I don't ever remember hearing somebody at a media days or... Do you remember preseason NFL or any kind of... When have you heard somebody in front of a microphone in a press situation like this talking about their teammates farting?
Never. It sounds like something that... Like Joe Montana, there's that great story about him. There, he got a game-winning drive that they're about to start, and he points out John Candy in the stands. Listen, sometimes you got to do things to lighten the mood. I mean, that's your job.
But that used to be one thing that just didn't get talked about very much.
Flatulence?
Yeah, it's just like the dirty secret that everybody never didn't really talk about.
Listen, everybody farts and everybody poops. I hate to break it to you guys. You know what? I know you all have your high opinions of your special lady, but guess what? In the club. Yes, sir?
Gross. They do not. I think it was Dwight Howard that got in trouble for that. Like, he did it so much and would laugh so much about the farting, like, in all aspects of practice, in the locker room, and every moment, that he, like, got in trouble for it. The team had to tell him to stop doing it.
This is going to sound dumb, but honestly, that sounds on brand for him, actually.
Very on brand. Yeah. But I think he got, in trouble for it.
Yeah, he's such a goob.
Well, look, this is also brother behavior, like stepbrother goofiness behavior. This is the way you have a brother. I didn't. Did you and Blake do this to each other growing up?
He's 21 years younger than me. No, I was changing his diapers. We didn't fart on each other.
That's a little different, I guess.
Yeah.
Former teammate.
But you hear athletes refer to each other as brothers sometimes. These are my brothers and everything.
That's right.
Like, they're playing a game is what they're doing. I don't mean they're playing football. He's talking about they play a fart game in the huddle. This is the game within the game.
The game within the game. That's right.
That's crazy.
It's funny.
That's the game.
In an entertaining one.
Yeah, well, I don't know that anybody wins in that game. Most, I think everybody's a loser there.
Well, there's always going to be inter-team competition or intra-team competition. That's just teammates compete with each other about whatever it is.
Yeah.
Anything.
Also, we got an update on the Tony Romo situation. I actually watched two attorneys talk about it yesterday on a post online, and they were very much in his camp, and they said he did everything right, basically, as far as, you know, not blowing, doing the breathalyzer test. I mean, I think any attorney would tell you that. But I saw a story this morning that indicated that he had an open container his vehicle, which does not help his cause, obviously. But, you know, that doesn't mean he's drunk. It just means he's driving with an open container, which you can't do. So that was one of the three citations that the sheriff's office gave him. So it doesn't say what it was or anything else, but that's me. Like, if I'm him and I'm like, you know what, I just played in a golf tournament and I'm going to crack one and ride home with it. I'm sure a lot of guys have done it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Well, I'm going to say it's wrong. It's not legal, but I'm guessing it's not that uncommon. And he's probably like, well, I just got done sipping this beer a minute ago, and I've got it sitting right here, so I'm definitely not going to blow, even though I'm absolutely not drunk. And I think the point is the blood alcohol content by blood versus breath, I think, is more accurate. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I'm not positive about that. We actually have debated this with some around the house this week because neither one of us knows anything about any of that. If my fiance dealt with a DUI arrest, she would probably have a little more
insight.
She would have
real answers then.
Yeah. Anyway, so... I don't know. I'm just wondering what's in his mind. I don't know if he'll ever talk about it publicly or not, because he's going to try to put this behind him as fast as he can. But anyway.
Well, I mean, once the season starts, how many times is he going to... I mean, he'll go on. He'll have microphones put in front of him, I guess. So somebody will ask about it.
Yeah. It'll come up on a podcast a year from now. Yeah. He'll answer to it, probably. Kind of like we got with the Trace Atkins story about him being shot.
Oh, boy. But we do get to hear that later again. I'm so excited to hear that again. First of all, because... I don't know enough about country music, but I didn't realize his voice and what it sounds like. He's got the third testicle, essentially. I mean, it's like as deep as it gets.
Okay.
And hearing him talk about getting shot in the heart like that, I mean, that truthfully sounded like Sam Elliott.
I just love the fact that he didn't hold a grudge. I can't get over this clip. It's so good. And Theo Vaughn being like that boyish, silly, you know, reaction to it like an idiot. It just makes it all the better.
What's it feel like? This is for, he got bit by a bee?
Yeah, exactly.
I believe it.
Yeah. Yep.
So that sounds funny.
That's from a man who's never been shot, that's for sure.
So
now, I don't know. I've never been shot, so I have no idea either.
We had a text that day when you first played it that said, is that Bobby Bones?
From the 501, y'all have me crying at my desk this morning. Great start to the Friday. Yeah, sorry. Sometimes toots are they're funny. Listen, they're always funny. People getting kicked in the balls, people falling down, and people farting is always going
to
be funny.
But until it happens to you. But you can still laugh at the farts. You're not going to laugh at yourself getting kicked in the nuts.
What did you
best
call it?
Best farting stepbrothers.
What did you call it when, like, your kids were little or when you were younger? Did you have a different name? But like, before it became a fart, did y'all call it something else? Like,
what's wrong with the word fart?
Nothing. I mean, some parents don't rock just fart from the get-go. Usually
no,
it's like
toot, toots are very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, toots common.
My dad used to say at least when we were kids, and that just irritated me for some reason.
No offense. That's the most Canadian thing I've ever heard. It's so
backwards Bronx so cheer. Much.
At least you don't have to pay Moose the next 2 days for not working. No, he's on salary, you know, so he is getting paid. Best fart scene, stepbrothers, this person says. That's a good one, for sure.
Is that ketchup?
Definitely
ketchup.
When you're in there for the interview, yeah. With Seth Rogen. That was a great cameo. All right, 10:26. No more fart talk. Let's move it on. We're going to talk golf on the other side. My golf game's kind of farty, though, I'll tell you that.
What happened yesterday?
Yesterday was just a shootout. We made it a few holes, but we didn't finish it out. My brother missed a par putt, so it was his fault.
You put some pressure on your brother here.
I also hit a drive about 55 yards wide right, and then he hit an incredible recovery shot to get us back in position. So, you know, it's a team deal.
You pay his way down here and everything to clean up all of your mess ups?
I pay for this. He pays for his flight. I didn't pay for his flight. So, anyway.
Sounds like there might be a little bit of an imbalance in your games.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, listen, he is the A player. My job is to throw him a few pars and get out of his way and try to caddy for him, make sure his clubs are clean and he's making good decisions. Problem with him is he hits it so good and so far that sometimes he tries to overwhelm the course, and this is a place you got to think your way around. I'm like, you don't need to try to hit four iron between two trees over the pond from 240 out. Even though I know you probably got that in the bag. Let's just hit a layup, pop it on the green, and like, you know, two putt for par. That'd be fine.
I think you just perfectly described my role on this show.
Well, I'm going over the pond, so just get ready. 10:27, stick around.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Former University of Central Arkansas pitcher Noah Cameron was masterful for the Kansas City Royals yesterday, but Cody Clemens of the Minnesota Twins got the last word in an ultimate way.
The 0-2 from Strom. Clemens in the air to right center field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes. And Cody Clemens wins it. And the Twins walk off the Royals once again at Target Field.
The Grand Slam was ultimate in that the Twins were down three runs with two outs in the bottom of the ninth and an 0-2 count against Clemens. But the Twins come away with a 4-3 win. Cameron did his part, though, allowing just one hit with two walks and seven strikeouts in a career-long eight innings. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network. We got the big deals
at the big lot. Summer is here at the Big Lot. If you need a truck or an SUV for the lake this summer, maybe a Jeep for some off-road fun, come see us at the Big Lot.
Folks, we have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles starting at under $20,000, and our banks work with any credit situation.
You can buy with zero down, and our lenders love saying yes. So come see us at the Big Lot at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram, Alcoa Road in Benton.
Razorback basketball heading to the Bahamas for the Baja Mar Summer League game starting Friday. This is Trey Schaap. Join me as I call in live from the Baja Mar Resort in Nassau. I will join each show on the Buzz daily with special bonus content on the Buzz social media platforms. Coverage of the Hogs in the Bahamas presented by Bet Saracen, UAMS Health, Genwell Financial Advisors, and the University of Arkansas System.
Robert Irwin Jewelers 6 hour 60% off sale is this Saturday from 10 to 4 only at the Pleasant Ridge Town Center location next to Fresh Market. Everything in the showcase is 60% off this Saturday, 10 to 4.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Shrine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Let's get back to more of the show in the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio with your hosts, Justin Akre and Phil Olson.
Just say it'll be good, man.
It'll be good, man.
On the Buzz Radio Network.
Hey, if you haven't made any plans this weekend, or maybe you have made plans, get over to Oaklawn this weekend because they have a beautiful smoke-free casino. It's the only one in the state of Arkansas. Features over 1,500 slots, live table games, blackjack, roulette, craps, baccarat, and much more. About a month from now, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening will be there. In September, Amy Grant and Cooper Allen. You can buy your tickets at Oaklawn.com. You still have plenty of time to get to the resort pool. It's open for this summer. You get access granted if you got a room or if you're at the Astral Spa, which is also Arkansas's only Forbes four-star rated spa. Oaklawn.com to book your reservations, also for dining options. And that's where you can get all the information for Oaklawn Hot Springs, Arkansas's only casino resort. Book your summer getaway at Oaklawn.com.
We are back here at the Pine Bluff Country Club for their four-ball event, which is always a good time. There's a country theme tonight. You see the handkerchiefs over there, Phil?
Yeah, there's two red. There's a North Carolina blue, and there's a darker blue, which I didn't want to call it Kentucky blue.
Yeah, that's probably a good move. But we are going to be doing some it's going to be a hoedown, I guess, tonight. So,
those are real bandanas, then?
I don't do line dancing. I don't know anything about country, but there's a band called Mustache the Band, and they play 90s country covers.
You don't need to know anything about line dancing when you're line dancing. You just follow the person that's next to you. And then after you've tripped over your own feet about 18 times, you have a sense of what to do.
No, when the line dancing begins, that is my cue to leave. I'm a freelancer. I'm an ad-libber. I'm not good at doing organized dance.
People come over to you and say, you really let yourself go. You know, you feel free out on that dance floor.
Yeah, it's just the vodka talking. Anyway, we are joined by Ricky Stewart, who is the pro here at Pine Bluff Country Club. How are you?
Doing well.
Ricky has the most unique spelling of his name. I'm sure he's been asked about it many times. Is that a family spelling?
Well, that's my uncle's last name.
Okay.
My mother's sister married a guy named Ed Ricky, and so they couldn't have any children. They have my brother, then they have me, and they named me Ricky Edward. And it's his last name. It's German.
Okay.
I'm not German, but it's German.
Yeah. What are you?
Do I do a Ricky Mokel here or something? Part of something, you know, I wave when I see you. I mean,
a little bit of everything?
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
I got you. And this is year what for you here?
Well, I've been here since about 2011. I was an assistant under Reggie Grant, and he got me in the program. I taught and coached for about 35 years. And the golf job came open, so I took it, and I just wanted to be able to teach my kids. I gave hitting and pitching lessons. I played college baseball and was into decathlon. I love track. And so I just wanted to be able to technically teach my kids how to play golf. I could play, but I wanted to be able to teach them how to play.
Yeah.
So Reggie Grant tells me, he said, you need to get in the PGA program. And I said, what's that? And so he tells me, and I get in, and five and a half years later, and about $13,000, $14,000, I got my PGA membership.
Where'd you go to do it?
Well, you go online to PGA.org is what I did. That's what he told me to do.
Yeah.
And once you start the – it's changed since I've done it, but you start the process and you go through level one, level two, level three, and that's what I did. And I had to go to Port St. Lucie, Florida three times. And,
poor guy.
Yeah, but it wasn't a fun trip. You know, as a matter of fact, there was 120 of us there, and the first thing they told us when we got there was, you know, if you're here because you think you're going to play golf all the time, you need to get a plane ticket and go back home.
Yeah.
And I thought, that can't be true. And it's true. I mean, if you're a pro, you don't get to play very much, you know, and it's just one of those deals. And they also said, you know, about 10-15% of these people, or you people, are going to finish this program. So when you finish, you know, it's extensive. It's like getting a master's degree or something, you know. But
the thing you said here about not getting to play much when you're a golf pro, you said a lot of people are late when they get in, start working for a sports team, you know. And I experienced this in baseball, not me, but a lot of other people, because I've always been paid to watch the game, which is fine.
Right.
But usually when you work in sports, you don't really get a chance to watch the game, right?
Right.
So as a golf pro, you would expect you get a chance to play, but you don't.
Not a lot. I mean, I can't play right now. I've had some injuries to I had a knee problem, and I had had a shoulder surgery, and I'm 67 years old. You know, I'm a fossil. And so, I mean, I don't get to play a lot. My wife likes to play, and she just had shoulder surgery, so she can't play. So we're both kind of not playing. But hopefully after this Thanksgiving, I'm going to have my knee replaced.
I've never met a pro that can't play pretty well, but how much is actual the ability to play required, or is that a big part of the deal in getting your you know, becoming a pro, or is it just competence on how to help others get better?
No, that's a good question. You have to do the book work and do all the things you need to do and take tests. You know, I had to go over to Barrett Airfield and take tests online for 4.5 hours, you know, and do that. But there's also a playability test. You have to go play, and there's a target score that you have to hit. It's the only tournament you probably will ever play where you have a target score.
Mm-hmm.
You have to play 36 in a day and with a card. But mine was 77-77. You had to shoot that twice or an average of that, you know, to shoot, 154 to hit.
Yeah.
So that was my target score, and they call it the PAT tour because people will try to go do it, and they fail and fail and fail, and they just keep going. You go to places like for $200 or $150 or whatever it is every time you play, and some people never pass it. It's just they really want you to pass. I mean, you know, they don't set it up so bad that you can't pass. But if you play bad that first 18 holes, the chances of you passing.
If you go out and shoot 86 in the first round, you're going to have a tough time getting there.
You're really going to have to
go
a great
real
round to get there. So
that's pretty interesting to me. And I mean, obviously, I can never be a pro because I can't break 80. But
I will say this. So, Justin, you know, I think back in the day when they had to re-up every so many years, and I'll have to look at that and see, but they have to pass it, like go back and pass it again. I don't know what the years were, but okay. I think I'm correct on that.
Jeez, there's tougher restrictions with age on being a golf pro than keeping your driver's license.
Well, but once you get it now, you don't have to go back and take it anymore.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
But
so, what was your best event in the decathlon?
I was a hurdler, long jumper, and my big brother was a shot putter, discus guy. So I threw it back to him all the time. So one thing I did with the shot put, like I said, I was technical. Randy White was a big shot putter from Arkansas Tech. And had the most unbelievable technique. I think he threw it like 65-10 or something, 16-pound ball, you know.
That's crazy.
And so he was at AIC when I was at Harding. He was at an AIC meet. I was still in high school. My brother was going there to play baseball. And I went to that meet to watch him, and I saw him, his technique with a shot put. And so I went back and tried to start mimicking it. And I wasn't a very big guy, but I could throw the shot put further than all these big linemen. And it was just all technique. The way he got across the ring, the speed, but it was technique.
That's pretty wild.
I love technique. Like hurdlers, you know, I love teaching hurdlers. And I had a great track coach, John Rollins. He's not with us anymore, but he was a great track coach, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he knew all the events, knew how to teach them all.
Well, there's not much more technical than golf. I mean, so obviously you got to embrace that part of it too.
Yeah. So, and I love it. I love giving lessons, and I love teaching the game. And you know, everybody kind of thinks that I'm a football coach, you know, and I don't know how to do this other. But I gave Bill Jones a lesson yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had a really good lesson, and I just love doing it.
Yeah.
I love teaching.
Does he listen?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He's great. Yeah.
He's used to bossing people around. I didn't know how good of a student he'd be.
He's a great student.
Okay, that's
sure
good.
Well,
another one of the big sponsors of this event, and Listen, it's a lot of work. I mean, I see your staff. I know you guys are here into the wee hours. Then you got to come right back around and get back after it. It's a pretty significant undertaking, and I applaud everybody here, and really everybody that puts one of these on. I mean, understands it, but it's, you know, we're just here goofing around, having a good time. But I certainly appreciate all the work that goes into it, and I thank you guys for letting us come back every year. It's a blast. But do you look forward to this, or is it a little bit daunting? And are you guys a little bit? Is it stressful?
Well, this year's a little different for me. I was an assistant doing this. I just took this job February the 20th, so I had to get my shop ready, and I built all of my fixtures in the shop myself, and I like to build things. And so getting merchandise in and having enough things in here for people to take, you know, as far as gift certificates.
For prizes, yeah.
Prizes and things.
How many golfers play in this tournament?
There's about, let's see, 100. Let's see, there'd be 208.
Wow.
It's a lot of golf.
There's a lot of people.
104 teams times two, the 208. That's a lot of folks. It really is.
For you to prepare for.
Yeah, I have a great staff. I have two PGA associates under me now, and they're really good. Carson Smith and Sawyer Hamilton. They're going to go through the program. They're going to be great professionals one day. And without them, you know. You can't do this unless you have a lot of good people, Coach Edwards and Scott and some of those kids. I mean, you can't go out and find people like that just anywhere. They're here. They're here because they want to be here. Mm-hmm. They love this place and they want to be here. And so, you know, have a good staff.
Yeah,
you could tell that with the moment I walked in through the doors and they were open for me. In the first 60 seconds I walked through, I got six good mornings.
That's nice. That's
people are nice. Yes,
you're lucky to get one at the Buzz.
That's right.
usually it's
and that one guy's in the Bahamas right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, I appreciate you having us, and we're looking forward to being here the next couple of days. Should be a lot of fun.
We want you back, and I appreciate you letting me just get on in and say a few words. We love this place.
No doubt. Absolutely. I appreciate you. All right.
Thank you, Josh.
Yep. 10:42. We're going to take a break here. That is Ricky Stewart, the pro here. We're going to have the GM on a little bit later. Neil Day will join us. He left and came back. He used to be the pro here and then came back now as the GM. So pretty cool stuff. 10:42, we're going to head in, and I want to tell you about our friends over at Guatney Chevrolet. And today's the day, folks. Today is the last day of this month, right? 30 days past September. 31. Oh, by the way, Kerry Maddox said hello. My other favorite pro. But back to Guatney. Today's the last day of the month. So we've been talking about the Silverado deal, and you have until the end of the day today to get that $250 gift card on the purchase of a new Silverado. They've been celebrating America's 250th all month long. Boy, July 4th seems like a year ago, doesn't it? I mean, my goodness. Anyway, there's been a lot going on in July, so I guess it seems like a long month for me. 90 days, no payments on eligible models. 0% financing for 60 months on eligible new Silverados. And again, no interest until 2031 with that deal. It's just really amazing. Think about it. And if you're like, well, it's a pretty big purchase. Well, it is, but it's also quite affordable when you think about getting a brand new Silverado Crew Cab 4-Wheel Drive LT with 4-Wheel Drive. $43,997 is where they start. I mean, it's really a great truck for a great price with incredible financing. And again, you can take 90 days off of payments if you buy this thing now. And also, that $250 gift card deal only goes through the end of the day today. They've got great deals on Equinox, especially from a leasing standpoint. $289 a month on Equinox leases right now. For qualified buyers, too, they've got some other great deals as far as financing goes. So whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it under one roof or on one lot. Probably is a better way to say it. The Guatney Chevrolet in Jacksonville. Get off of the James Street exit. Go see our friends over there. And all of their vehicles are listed online at GuatneyChevrolet.com. It is 10:44 now. We're back in a sec.
Looking for a lunch spot that's fast, fun, and won't wreck your wallet? Head to Brewski's Pub and Grub with locations in downtown Little Rock and North Little Rock. The Brewski's Babes are serving up ice-cold drinks, smash burgers, loaded fries, wings, wraps, and more. Fast enough for your lunch break and priced right every day of the week. Escape the office and grab lunch with friends. Brewski's, the spot for good vibes, great food, and quick service. Brewski's Downtown and Brewski's North Little Rock open daily at 11. Brewski's, your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. We'll be right back.
It's Justin Acri for Coffin by Design West. Shop with the local folks and get exactly what you want. You can also shop from the convenience of your own home by going to kaufmanlumber.com. There's an online store with over 800,000 items in inventory that can be delivered straight to your front door. Items in inventory include everything from hardware to housewares, heating and cooling supplies, lawn and garden tools, sporting goods, store and office supplies, and there's a huge range of products in each area available. So go by their store in West Little Rock at 14900 Cancel Road or do your shopping online at kaufmanlumber.com.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we will be live in Hot Springs for the Spa City Classic, biggest pickleball tournament indoors in the state. Come on out and see us. Also, we'll be checking in with Trey Schaap. He's in the Bahamas for the Razorbacks basketball games. Also, Steve Sullivan, Neil Atkinson, and Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com. All that and much more coming up Friday on Out of Bounds.
Welcome back to The Zone, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio with your hosts, Justin Acri and Phil Olson.
I'd listen to that on the radio.
On 103.7 The Buzz. The Hogs are in paradise, and the buzz is there, too. We're going live to Baja Mar Resort in Nassau and talk Razorback basketball. This special report is brought to you by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. By UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for the Arkansas Razorbacks. By Gen Wealth Financial Advisors, helping you discover, protect, and share true financial independence. And by the University of Arkansas System, for every Arkansan, for every future, one system, one state. Embedded with the Hogs and soaking up the sun in the Bahamas. Here is Trey Schaap.
It's 10:40 into the buzz at the Pine Bluff Four Ball and headed to the Jim's Razorback Pizza Hotline, where you can hear the Calypso music in the background and maybe there's a guy with a boat drink on the hotline right now. Trey Schaap joining us from Nassau, Bahamas. No boat drinks yet, Trey. I guess it's a little early potentially. How you doing?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's almost noon. It's 11:48, so I'm doing good. How about you, Phil?
I'm great. Justin was here for the four ball, so I came down and joined him. And lunch is coming up pretty soon. Excited about this Baja Mar Summer League. Heard from some of the players yesterday after practice. I know that there were a lot of fans that went to the practice, too. So we're all pretty excited to get our first look at this team, what they look like, at least 12 players.
Yeah, we're not going to have Mika, unfortunately. And I heard found out earlier today, that Coach Cal is basically just going to sit and observe today. He's going to let Kenny Payne, the top assistant coach, do the coaching today instead of himself. He's going to sit back and just watch and observe. Now he's going to be with the team in the locker room pregame, halftime, postgame. So it'll be interesting to see what they do against this Bahamas national team today. Game tips off at 6 o'clock Central Time, so 7 o'clock here in Nassau. And then tomorrow they play Charlton University out of Canada. That game tips at 5. Monday they play Toros de Valle, a team out of Colombia. That game tips at 5. And then Tuesday, University of Calgary at 11 o'clock. And I think you guys are going to be somewhere where you're going to be able to watch that game on Tuesday.
Yeah, we are. We're going to be kicking it over at Flyway in Breckenridge. So we're looking forward to you know, we don't have Flow TV at the station, and we probably could have arranged for it, but I'm like, let's just get out somewhere. Who's going to be showing it? We'll have a little gathering. So, you know, it's funny, Trey, we've been talking a lot about the size, and I kind of spaced the fact that we've got these super exciting guards coming in, you know, between transfers and obviously JJ, who we watched grow up at Little Rock Christian. So, I mean, the guard play, I think, will be really intriguing, too, and those guys ought to be able to just wreak havoc on the competition they're going to face down there.
Well, you would think so. You would think that they're going to be so much faster. And, yeah, and I think they're shooting the ball really well. At least that's what Cal has said, that they've shot the ball well in the practices leading up. But you talk about the size. This is the first time in Cal's 18 years as an SEC head coach that he has a team that has featured six players 6'11 or taller. So he said he wanted to beef up the size. I think he has done that.
I would say that's a safe bet for sure. So. Trey Schaap again joining us from the Bahamas. We'll thank our sponsors again here in a little bit. So what is the schedule today for you guys? Is there anything organized before the tip-off tonight?
No, there really isn't, Justin. It's I know they had their shoot-around earlier this morning. That was not open to the media, but today it's just tip-off at 7 o'clock local time. And so get in the arena early. I'll actually, when I call into Drive Time Sports, we'll actually call in from the convention center where the games are going to be played. And hopefully we'll know the roster of the Bahamas team by then. We have not seen that yet, so we don't even know who all they have on their team. And that's what happens with some of these exhibition games and some of these foreign trips. I remember when Little Rock took a trip, Little Rock women, a couple years ago to Costa Rica. It was kind of like you didn't know who you were going to play, who was going to show up. And in one game we played on, I think, the first day we were there. Well, then the second game had some players from that first game that we played against, but it was a totally different team. I was like, wait a second. We just saw them yesterday on Team A, and now they're on Team B here. So you won't get that here in the Bahamas, but we got that in Costa Rica.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get, these games are, listen, it's more about working on yourself and getting to face somebody in a different uniform. You know how that goes. I mean, I did one of these trips with UCA one time. They let me tag along to Italy, which was an incredible trip in general.
Wow, I remember you going on that,
I mean, they played a bunch of teams that looked like, there were a couple teams that looked like high school kids, and then there were a bunch of teams with like 35-year-olds from the rec center. But, I mean, they were pretty talented and skilled, but it was blowout city, baby, four times over. So, but, yeah, listen, it's a good opportunity, especially with this many new faces, you know, it's certainly a good thing to do. Now, my understanding is that I'm going to be crazy. Did they change the rule on this where you can do it more frequently?
You can do this every year.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you can do it
once
every 4 years.
And I don't know why they wouldn't, especially when you're rebuilding rosters every season now.
Mm-hmm.
So
and an influx of money too to pay for this.
Money in a problem.
Yeah, right. I mean, do you want to pay for your roster NIL? And I mean, if you get all that taken care of and you can still take this trip, why not do it?
Right. Yeah, I just think it's a good opportunity to get. Again, the competition level is probably better at home when you're playing each other, but it's just a different kind of experience for sure. So,
and this is real quick.
Yep,
I was going to say, I know we got a little bit of a delay there. This recruiting class that Cal has signed and brought in that we're going to get to see today, it's the first time Arkansas has produced the number one recruiting class in the nation. So there's a lot of hype around these guys. Let's see if they can live up to it.
We were talking about Mirinen, or they have it pronounced here, Mirinen, on the pronunciation sheet. Mirinen.
Yeah.
Mika.
We'll go by that then.
Phil and I were talking about this before the show started today. Do you guys know, I mean, what the deal is as far as, you know, when they might get around to getting him?
I don't think that official? The university knows when they're going to get around to this.
I don't think
anybody does. I think this is a matter of their work. I think they're working on fall sports first.
Yeah.
And then there's a backlog of European players coming into college basketball that probably have to be, this all has to be vetted. And some of it based upon the contract you signed, with whatever league it might be, in Europe or wherever. So, it obviously a case by case basis. So I don't think there's any guarantee that he starts the season, eligible. They can't say that.
They can't say they can that say definitively, but they feel pretty good that he will be cleared by then. But they also say that, Phil and Justin, that they could get a call tomorrow and it'd be like, okay, he's cleared. Well, then he can play.
Yeah, well, that's not happening. But I guess he can practice, right?
Yes.
He can't
do everything but suit up for a game.
He can't play even in these.
No.
Okay. That's really unfair. It's funny in this day and age when anything goes, this is a hang-up.
Yeah, I did have a question about the rules. So they're playing NCAA rules. They're not playing the FIBA rules. It's going to be an NCAA basketball. So those are the rules for down here. It's not going to be the... like what you would see in a foreign tour going and playing international. Yeah, yeah. Not international rules, if you will, the FIBA.
Yeah. Well, and the free throw situation is different, of course, than international, too. So, yeah, it's good that they're playing NCAA. What's the venue like, Trey? We really haven't talked about that much. What's it like in there?
Yeah. I have not been in yet, but everything that I have seen, it's a low ceiling. And now I've watched some of the games that ESPN has done before over Thanksgiving from some of these tournaments that they hold, and a lot of them have talked about how low the ceiling is. Like if you're going to try and let's say the clock's running down and you want to throw a half court heave, that you might hit the top of the ceiling. there's no scoreboard over the court, so I'm interested to get inside and get a look at it later today and see what it's like. But I think it's going to be an intimate environment. I know there are a lot of Razorback fans that have made the trip. Coach Cal talked about that yesterday, that he opened up practice yesterday to let those fans come in. And I did see on social media that some of them even were able to get pictures with the players and stuff. They had chairs set up, the team kind of sat around, and I guess they kind of moved the fans through in a line and photo op time after practice. So I think it's going to be a nice intimate environment, not quite like what you see with Maui in the Lahaina Civic Center, but maybe more of like, I take it back to Phil and Justin when Little Rock, the Trojans, used to play downtown at the convention center.
Oh, yeah.
When they had their games down there back in the Mike Newell days in the 80s, I think it's going to be more of a setup like that.
Not like the Trojan Fieldhouse?
No, not the Trojan Fieldhouse.
Okay.
The men played some of their games in the convention center before they went to Barton Coliseum.
Which means that it's not a basketball arena or anything. It's like we played in this place in Cherokee, North Carolina, with women's basketball a couple years ago, 3 years ago, and it was the same idea. It's this, but it was a big theater. You were playing in a theater.
Right.
Yeah.
It was meant for concerts or musicals. It's very weird.
Yeah. Speaking of music, I hear it in the background. That means our top of the hour is upon us. Trey, parting shot. Anything else?
No, just looking forward to seeing this team. I mean, I think they're going to win, obviously, but by how much is yet to be determined. I mean, Louisville came in here, played one game against Bahamas national team and beat them pretty good a couple days ago.
All right, set the over-under on dunks.
I'm going to say 15.
Yeah, I was going to say 12. Okay, 15 is good. All right, will you track that for us? I want the dunk count for Monday when we get you back on. All right, brother.
We'll
enjoy the weekend, man. Thanks.
For
right,
the
Trey,
tournament or
you,
just
man.
This game? Because there's a game tomorrow.
Just for this game.
Okay.
Hey, you got to keep a dunk count for each game.
All right, cool.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. All right, it's Trey Schaap doing a great job for us down in the Bahamas. I know, tough gig, but listen, he's working some, you know. We're back in a sec.
Hi, folks. Jeff Peters here, Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Moralton. July is all about freedom. Here at Hagen's, we know you have the freedom to choose where you buy a vehicle, and we want your business. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, come let us prove it to you. No gimmicks, no hassles, and no BS. As far as pricing, well, we haven't been in